I have searched scriptures high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel, and for some reason, friends, I can't find it. If it's there, I will gladly preach it, but nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. The Bible does say, "For God so loved the world," in John 3:16, but in each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Christ. So here's a few such references. "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to die for us to be the propitiation for our sins," 1 John 4:10. "God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5:8. "Greater loveth no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends," John 15:13. "Hereby we perceive the love of God, because he laid down his life for us," 1 John 3:16. "Christ hath also loved us and hath given himself for us an offering," Ephesians 5:2. "And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," again John 3:16. So where is God's love? How was it that the Apostle Paul knew that God loved him? Because he was often hungry and naked. He was whipped, beaten, stoned, and so depressed that at one stage in his life that he wanted to die. He was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, in prison for years, and then finally martyred. What did he look to for assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle, because to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved him. I mean, look at Paul. Take a look. Lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to hardened Roman guards. Look at his bloody back and his bruised, swollen face. "Hey, Paul, you've been beaten again. Where are your friends? Demas and others have forsaken you. Where's your expensive chariot and your successful building program? Where's the evidence of God's blessings, Paul?" What's that? "What did you say? Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips that God loves you?" Paul slowly lifts his head, his black and bruised eyes look deeply into yours, as they sparkle as he says these two words, "the cross." He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling, blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim light and read, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me," Galatians 2:20. Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, moon, stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and of course his glory. And in the same way the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us, "But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5:8. You see, that was the source of Paul's joy and thus his strength. "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ," Galatians 6:14. If there's an economic recession, those who love God solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God has forsaken them. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. The cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of our message. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel, yet I have lost count of the times I've heard preachers of the gospel fail to even mention it. Jesus told the Pharisees that they had omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and therein is our message. There is the proper arrangement. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and the way to obtain mercy is through faith. So, what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it is a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? Is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, "I had not known sin but by the law"? Has God changed his mind in using the law as to bring the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20? If you want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, well, we must do so biblically or they will spurn his love. We can invoke a tearful response by telling sinners that God loves them.
When the church
is certainly
the world
less offensive
can jog comfortably
to
along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. Catherine Booth, founder of the Salvation Army. And husband to Catherine Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he rightly stated that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. Friends, prophecy fulfilled.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we
shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You all know, as Edmund Burke rightly said, if I can get you asking the wrong questions, like politicians that are speaking a foreign language to you, they're speaking that language because they know that you don't know the Constitution. That's how you're being propagandized by the useful idiots in the mainstream media under the CIA's control. You know, remember them, right? The one that none other than President Truman, you know, the buck stops here, President, that said of the CIA back in 47 that he would have had nothing to do with it had he known that it was an American version of Gestapo. That's who controls the narrative. And you all said, and you all have, 81% of you don't believe the mainstream media. It's funny because the 19%, the mainstream media has you believing that the 19% of the people that declare or make claim that they believe the mainstream media in their propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, they have you believing that the 19% is the majority and the 81% is the minority. Isn't that crazy? And you know why that is? It's because of the hypocrisy of the people that say they don't believe it, but they really do believe it. That's holding the truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:16. So with that said, yesterday we were talking about, you ever wonder why? I'm trying to get you to think outside of the box. And the way I do that is I begin to talk the language of our forefathers. Did you hear what I said? You begin to talk the language of our forefathers, which is premised on the Word of God. That's why I make claim, almost every radio program that I do here, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Who said that? The seventh president of the United States of America. Every president has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation while they act like the devil when they're in the office. And I'm not talking about number seven. I'm talking about the later and the latter presidents of corporate America that have said one thing and they bore fruit to the opposite. And that's why Jesus tells us to judge them by their fruit. But I'm saying this again, friends, so that we can begin to speak the language that we understand in this country. And what I want to do is I want to do a continuation of what we were doing yesterday, bringing it forward incrementally, little by little, establishing sure footing as to who we are rather than taking on who it is that we are not. Okay? And again, so that's what we're going to be addressing. If you want to call in, I love hearing from you. Stick to the topic, please, or add to. You can take away. You can contend. That number is 281-845-4704,
281-845-4704. You want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing. This is not just Do Radio. Hey, folks, I'm sorry. This is not just talk radio. This is Do Radio, James 2:14 through 26, showing you our faith by what we do and our love. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. Labor of love and a work of faith. You can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. A great resource there for all of you that declare that you want the truth. We have contributors that are just that. They're actually, again, doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves, from constitutional attorneys to preachers, those that are in the culture war, fighting to remain a free people under God, 1 Timothy 6:12. Also check out, oh, and by the way, subscribe to that page. And for all of the orders that come in from the store, I want to let you know, because we had more come in today, yesterday, they go out the next day. We do our best to get them out the next day. So you have them within 3 to 5 days, say at the USPS, which is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. You can also check out our schedule there as well. Go over to beforeitsnews.com. That is another resource that we have where you can watch us on social media platforms. And one more time, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's start speaking the language of our forefathers. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Constitutionally, the end of the Constitution ends in and with, in the year of our Lord, 1787. We know, especially those that are loyal to the radio station, it's interesting that we already know that there's four references declaring and using and referencing and seeking out the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the judge of all the earth, and the creator of all mankind. Now, I'm saying that because that's what our forefathers were feeding upon, and that's why they established it for us in our time concerning their posterity, which happens to be me and you. Now, again, I just want to make clear that you all understand the language that I'm going to speak for the rest of the show today is who we are, but I'm going to bring it about in a different way. I'm going to basically show you in understanding the culture. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, it's important for us to know the times too. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go line upon line, knowing our foundation so we can understand where we're going, because now we're getting the idea, speaking the language and receiving the information as to where we came from. That's how we know where we're going. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys remember when that movie, The Passion of the Christ, came out back in 2004? You guys all remember that? Do you guys remember that when that movie came out, what was interesting is Mel Gibson was being completely thrown and kicked to the curb by the Zionists and all of the little puppets, the sellouts that have sold their souls. They kicked him to the curb when that movie, The Passion of the Christ, came out. But when it came out, I wanted to see it because I liked Braveheart a lot. And I thought that was great what he did there. And that's premised on a real man, William Wallace. It's interesting that when he was basically dissected and crucified by the King of England during that particular time, the king that he was standing up against, learned from biblical history, people. It's interesting that he had the Book of Psalms laying next to his head before they severed it off. But going back to the point, The Passion of the Christ, when that movie came out, do you know that after 5 days of The Passion of the Christ being released, after 5 days, do you know that that movie made $125 million? Oh, Hollywood was starting to understand what it was that the people wanted in this country. And Mel, during that particular time, he was the only one to have the courage as to obey the Lord, to do what needed to be done, rather than to appeasing the American people and giving the premise and giving, I don't want to say innuendo, but giving the premise that the American people want more filth from Hollywood. That's not what they want. That's why they're bombing today. That's why they're going belly up today, because people are tired of that slew of immorality in so many different ways. I'm going to come right back to this, and we're going to start having a conversation about who we are rather than what the media wants us to believe we are not. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's Word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Now, again, I'm just speaking our language. Now, this is where you're going to really see what the people want, okay? Again, because those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they will be filled. And that's what we're going to continuously ride along concerning who we are as a people and who we are not. I will dissect, okay? Ezekiel 44:23. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting the fact that Mel Gibson stood on his own. He paid for the movie, The Passion of the Christ, back in 2004. I don't know if you're aware of that. Distribution, he paid for that. All of that. He paid for the making of the movie. He paid the actors out of his own pocket. After the first 5 days of that movie being released, he made over $125 million. Hollywood wanted nothing to do with it until they started to see how much money he was making. They started to distance themselves from him, right? Did you know that after 7 days, that movie, The Passion of the Christ, just to show you what people want, is they made $144.6 million after the first 7 days. Do you hear what I said? Do you know that when that movie went overseas, it made over $1 billion? $1 billion. Back in 2004, people. See, they wanted to convince everybody that nobody wanted to see the movie. They even went so far. We were touring in Kansas City during that particular time, doing high school lyceums across the country. We stopped and we seen that movie. Did you know that the movie theater, AMC, they put on the doors, they put warning signs that said, notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. Yep, that brutality was brought upon the Son of God, the innocent Son of God, the Lamb without spot or blemish by the hands of sinners. That would be me and you, okay? The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. That means Jesus did it for us, people. And it is spoken in Aramaic. You can't understand it, but what they'll do is they'll basically give you subtitles so you can. And then it says, AMC strongly advises parents. Listen to this hypocrisy. This is exactly why Hollywood is going down the drain, literally. The slough that they created, they're falling in the hole that they themselves have dug. Just like it talks about in the book of Psalms concerning the enemies of righteousness on the behalf of King David. AMC strongly advises parents to learn more about the film, The Passion of the Christ, before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to see the movie, The Passion of the Christ. I can't make that up. I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of shameless devils? That's what Hollywood is. Those that you think, I just want to tell you this right now. Those that you think that are in Hollywood today, and those that you think are in the music industry today that somehow or another are convincing you and deceiving you that they're a godly people, I'm here to tell you right there how much of a compromiser and a fraternizer they are. They're selling out the truth to remain in that occultic spot, which, by the way, started out as Hollywood land. Now it's become Hollywood. Do you know that at the inception of that particular area of the United States, that land was given out to parishes free to start churches in that particular area? And it lasted up until 1968 when the professors in those parishes just decided to be derelict of duty and throw their hands up and say someone else can take care of it. Matter of fact, even speaking of movies, I do a whole show on this, but it's also interesting to note that all the way up until 1968, America, did you know, all the way up until 1968, that it was the church's job to basically filter through the movies to basically give them grade as to how they can be released, you know, a G-rated film, an R-rated film, so on and so forth. But in saying that, the church said they didn't want to do that anymore. So in 1968, instead of them magnifying God's moral law, Matthew 5:17, they said no more of it. So that's the time era when America really became demoralized, or at least that was the beginning. Now what do? The exact opposite of thou shalt not. They say, no, go ahead and do what thou wilt, which happens to be the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. But let me go back to this because I want to stay on track. When The Passion of the Christ came out, what I did, when I seen that sign on the door, I just said, how pathetic you people are. How pathetic you people are. You're bringing a curse on this nation, and on top of it, adding insult to injury concerning the wrath of God that abides upon the children of disobedience. They put up a sign warning the parents about the movie concerning the Savior of the world. Let me say this, people, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You're not going to save America without the Savior. Listen to me. I don't care if you say you believe or not. You believe. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble. You know, it's interesting. I seen this not too long ago, and I think it's very important that you hear this because it makes a lot of sense to those that say they don't believe. They love what God has given them, but they just don't believe because they don't want to actually serve him. That's idolatry. That's the oldest sin in the book, okay? But what I want you to hear is this, because again, I think it's very pertinent that you hear this because, you know, the Bible says that the devils believe and they tremble. You know, believing in Jesus, people, but not obeying Jesus is exactly what the devil does. Do you understand that? The devils believe, okay? So when people say, I'm a believer in Jesus, and they disobey him, which stands in stark contradiction to the Bible, 1 John 2:4, the list goes on, friends. I can go on and on with that. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Just think about that. You professors that do what you want to do, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, you are acting out just as the devil does, exactly like him. You believe in Jesus, but you don't obey him. That's what the devil does, okay? And going back to what I was talking about concerning those that have been selling themselves to you as godly people that are a part of Hollywood in the music industry, I am here to tell you that that is a different gospel. It is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kid Rock, what you're seeing with TPUSA, what you're seeing with this Jelly Belly guy coming out and doing, no, folks, that's a complete mockery of who Christ is. Wasn't it the Lord that said to come out from among them? Wasn't it the Lord that said, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, wasn't it the Lord that said in James 4:4 that friendship with the world is adultery in the face of God? He calls you adulterers and adulteresses. Know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? See, so you need to read your Bibles to understand that the Bible is black and white. There is no gray. There is no middle in-betweenite space for people to walk through. Either you're all in and you belong to the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Matthew 22:37, or you're all out, because the Lord said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Now, let me get back to the point. Passion of the Christ, AMC movie theaters, put a warning sign for the parents before their kids went in to see a movie premised on the Savior of mankind, the one that shed his blood on Calvary 2,000 years ago as the propitiation of the sins of the world. I said the sins of the world. I didn't just say sins for Bradley Dean. I didn't say the sins of Minneapolis, Minnesota. I didn't say the sins of the United States. I said the sins of the world. How potent is his blood? How redemptive is his blood? There you have it. And he washes you from all of the stain and condemnation of your sin when you belong unto him. Unto him who loved us and washed us from his sins, our sins, in his own blood. Revelation 1:5. He delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now check this. Do you know that during the Passion of the Christ, you know other movies, this is what I did? There was other movies that were out there at the same time, and this is what I caught right away. The Passion of the Christ had sequences of violence. By the way, those stripes, by them we are healed, Isaiah 53. It was rated R, and there was a posted warning sign on the Passion of the Christ. Listen, there's a righteous indignation with this, folks. I have never in all of my life ever seen a posted notice warning the parents about movies that the filth in Hollywood promotes. You can go, folks, what you see them promoting today is nothing short of pure Satanism, occultism, witchcraft. The list goes on. They're completely upside down, and that's what they're promoting. And this is what they try to convince us as well. The movie Monster was playing at the same time as the Passion of the Christ. And that movie has strong violence, sexual content, pervasive language, but there was no warning sign. Do you see the hypocrisy here? That was rated R. There was also a movie called Calendar Girls. I'm going to come right back to this, folks. I'll tell you what, we're having church on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, just like we should. We're sold out to him and his cause, and we're not ashamed of who we are in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen, or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey guys, I don't need you being quiet on me. All right? Too many people listening to me. 281-845-4704. Everybody should be indignant concerning what I'm highlighting right now. Because this is the point that I'm making for a long time. And I got it from Samuel Adams a long time ago, years ago, two decades ago. Concerning what is being played out. They're demoralizing the people. And one of the things that I caught when I first got into ministry, probably right off the bat, especially when I stepped into radio 25 years ago, it was interesting. I seen that right off the bat, the Supreme Court, the injustices across the country were lowering the law and dimming the light by which man perceived their own guilt. They were lowering the standard. And the way they were doing that is putting up reprobates in the place of moral and morality. And I'm not talking about strictly morality. I'm talking about the standard of Jesus Christ. So it went from Jesus was the standard in this country. Cross-check me. Even radio, all the way up until the 50s and the 60s and the 70s in this country, a majority of what was on the radio was Christian music. Did you know that? You see where the fault lies. It lies at those that profess to be what they're not. They have failed to hold their position. We're to occupy till he comes. They have failed in that position because they fell for the allurement that the enemy was offering them by bowing down to them, who is offering them the world. That's what has become of this country. Okay, they failed to keep their post. And that's the truth of the matter. So we take responsibility. I don't like when I see posts about just people talking about, well, the church is responsible for this, that, and the other. Yeah, great. What's the answer? Let's right those wrongs. That's my objective always, as it is right now. But let's go back to this. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I was highlighting the fact that the Passion of the Christ had sequences of violence, a warning sign, never seen it in all my life. That was rated R. There was a movie called Monster that had strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language. See, these are the old paths that the Lord means to bring us to. And you'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. John 6:16. Jeremiah 6:16. Forgive me. But on Monster was strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language. There was no warning sign. That was rated R. They had a movie called Calendar Girl, where a little boy, friends, see how they slowly desensitize the people incrementally? And they do it slowly like a bunch of snakes that they are. But what's interesting is Calendar Girl had a little boy looking through a window at a college-age girl undressing. Okay? There was nudity, language, drug-related material. There was no warning sign. That was PG-13. So tell me what they're advocating here, please. See, you tell us not to do something, but yet you teach us how to do it. How could it be otherwise when you see the fruit of those that you've raised up? 735 of Luke. 21 grams. Boy, what's that movie about? Language, sexuality, violence, drug use. Guess what, friends? No warning sign. Pretty hypocritical, yeah? Samuel Adams, who was, by the way, if you go to Yorktown Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, which is one of my favorite places to go, I literally go in there and read every word. We'll stay for 3 hours. It's my favorite museum. You want to know who you are and where you came from? Go there, okay, for the most part. But Samuel Adams was called a prophet. I'm sorry, that was Patrick Henry. Forgive me, that was his cousin. I'm sorry, John Adams' cousin. But Samuel Adams, who was a son of liberty, who put in place during the time of who we are today, in the colonies, they put up something called the Committee of Correspondence in 1772 to make sure that the colonies were aware of what was going on. Okay? But he's the one that said, over 250 years ago, Samuel Adams, who became the governor of Virginia, he said, while the people are virtuous, they're unified with Christ. They cannot be subdued. He's exactly right. But when once they lose their virtue, now remember, blessed is the man that obeyeth the Lord. When I think of, I'm thinking of James 2, and I want to put this into perspective since we're talking about it right now. And when I go over to James, oh, that's not who I'm looking for. I don't know who that is. I'm going to King James, and I'm going to chapter 1, and I'm going down to verse 12. I want you to listen carefully to what this says. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, because you will be tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him, that love him, that love him. You obey who you love, people. Let no man say when he's tempted, that he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Don't say the devil made you do it. No, that's all he did was tempt you, and you took the bait. Let no man say when he's tempted that I'm tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lusts. Okay, this is why we take responsibility. And once we have this knowledge that we violated God's law, 1 John 3:4, Romans 3:20, Exodus 20, we understand why it's the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The law condemns us. It does not justify us. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, which is the transgression of God's law, and when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Just want to make sure y'all understood. You're not going to blame the devil on Judgment Day. You made the choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16, to do the things that you do. So while Samuel Adams said, while the people are virtuous, they're unified with Christ, they cannot be subdued, but once they lose their virtue, they forsake Christ, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Is that true? Absolutely. So what I do, friends, is then I just flip this whole thing when I show them who they are in word, is that they came from Jeremiah 6:16. Then I show the young people, I show the college age students, I show the Tea Party, the older folks. I say, notice the moviegoer should state. And then I put a question to everybody that's listening to me. And I say, what do you think of this? AMC and filmmaking hypocrites, pretenders, advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. I say, what do you think of that? You know what the young people do? They shout me down. You know what the old people do? They're silent. They're the first ones to say, you know what? We're not condemned in Christ. No, to those that are in Christ, you're right. Read John 17, but put it into context, because what does it say after that? Those that hate the light, they're the ones that love darkness, right? Who's the condemnation fall to? Those that are outside of Christ. And then I'm thinking of Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Keep it into perspective, okay? So let me show you this, because I brought this up earlier. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Did you know that G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? Doesn't that go to prove the point that it's not about the money, but again goes back to and reverts back to what Samuel Adams warned us of, if they can demoralize us? Yep. It's the importance of understanding who we are in Christ. Christ said, be ye holy as I am holy. 1 Peter 1:1. It's also interesting to note that he's the one that said, blessed are those who are pure in heart, but without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Wow, that's pretty crazy. So we find, going back to the movies, G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. Yet R-rated films are released, listen to this, 12 times more than G-rated films. Folks, I'm here to tell you, Hollywood is bombing big time. And this is why. Those people have been used because they sold their souls. Matthew 4, they sold their souls. They betrayed the truth. And in the process of doing so, isn't it interesting, after California, you've seen the evil rise in California through this little tyrant wannabe, Gavin Newsom. Isn't it interesting that many of those actors that were a part of the problem, that sowed seed to reap the harvest that they were now reaping, they were the first ones out of Hollywood, California. They said that Hollywood was going to HE double hockey sticks. Well, guess who contributed to the HE double hockey sticks that it became? Many of the actors that left Hollywood to go pollute another state. G-rated films on average make $92.3 million. Did you hear that? $92.3 million. Did you know that R-rated films make an average of $17.9 million? What's it about, friends? Oh, this next one is going to, this is a kick in the pants. It's not about the money. It's about demoralizing the people. Guess where that money's coming from? It's your tax dollars being used against you. You can mark my words. You're reaping what you're sowing, people. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. In 1946, just go back to the old past for a moment. See what wasn't tolerated. In 1946, Production Movie Code of Motion Pictures of America, did you know that you could not say the words during a movie, nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk? Prove me wrong. You couldn't use those words because it didn't pass the test, the moral test. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Did you also know that if a crime was committed during a movie, all the way up until that same time period in 1946, did you know that the criminal, those that committed crimes, did you know that they had to be punished for their crimes before the end of the movie? Do you see what's happened here, friends? Incrementally, the enemy has sowed seed, hasn't they? While men slept. Matthew 1:20. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. He also stated that the future and success of America is not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to show you something really quick, folks, especially those that are on social media platforms, and if not, I'm going to drive you over there, concerning my affiliates. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, someone is just highlighting the videos. Go to Bradley's educational videos right there. That's where all those videos are for you to process. I do my best to cover the topics in a timeless fashion, but I always bring it back to biblical and constitutional resolve concerning every one of those videos. Also wanted to show you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, when you go to Equipping the Saints, this is what was being played across the country for 42 weeks on Dove Television. We also broadcasted through CW23 here in the state of Minnesota for, I think, 5 weeks, and we did it a couple times, equipping the saints. And so we directly attack the issues that we're dealing with today by being the light that we're called to be and reproving the works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11. So when you get time, check it out. Also wanted to give you one more heads up. If you want to, or if you order anything today, it will be sent out the following day. It will be sent out the following day. One more time, if you want to call out people, 281-845-4704. I know I'm educating right now, and I really love this vein, but if you want to add to or take away, the lines are open for you, 281-845-4704. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that most people don't know this, and this is why the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past. In 1946, the production movie code of Motion Pictures of America was, you couldn't even say the word nuts to you in a movie. Dang lousy jerk. I didn't say that, you know, it didn't prohibit anything but what I just highlighted. Not now, just take it way fast forward. Now they're teaching young people how to drug deal. They're teaching them how to fornicate, to commit adultery, to murder. The list goes on. Oh, it's not a joke. Just, hey, folks, if you just walk into a restaurant somewhere, just look up at the television. Look what they're promoting. If it's not pharmaceutical drugs that are killing people, you know, they go 45 seconds with their side effects concerning what they're trying to sell to you for 15 seconds as the answer to your problems. I don't know how they make a dime, but people buy their garbage to their own demise. But what do you see? Just that. And then the older generation wants to know why the kids are acting the way that they're being or acting. It's because you taught them how to do it. This is ridiculous. Oh, and I know that speaking of the corrupt judges again, those unelected bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., you know, they say it's free speech to go ahead and promote that. That is nonsense. Because you can clearly see that when I'm highlighting what even the production movie code of Motion Pictures of America didn't tolerate. Nuts to you, dang, lousy, and jerk. One more thing. Also consider what they're promoting through music. If it's not blatant Satanism, it's what? The promotion of alcohol. Some people don't understand. What's the deal with alcohol? Why is it in every theme that you see that Hollywood promotes? I want to tell you why. Because if you look at history, friends, it was the god of the vine. You know what the god of the vine was? His name was Bacchus. Do you guys know who Bacchus was? This is history. This is why it's promoted. Because Bacchus, the god of the vine, when they can get you to drink, you'll do things that you would not otherwise do. Is that why you see people? Do you see people act differently when they drink? Of course you do. Matter of fact, I was speaking of drunk drivers concerning some of the information that I'm going to be sharing with a couple high schools next week. And it's interesting that over 6,000 families were slaughtered last year, according to Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Isn't that interesting? Those people that didn't understand not to drink and drive, they went inside, they made the choice to begin to drink alcohol, which the Lord can... Oh, by the way, not only does the Lord condemn it, that's what we always go back to verify, right? And to basically, I don't want to use the word to go back and confide, but to reinforce the message, it always goes back to the word. So in saying that, it's when you look at the 18th Amendment, did you know that according to the Constitution, that it is illegal to buy or sell alcohol within the borders of the United States of America? Did you know that it was repealed concerning the 21st Amendment in the Bill of Rights? That's why you had something called the Prohibition Years from 1919 to 1933. If people in this country wanted to drink, you know where they had to go? They had to go south of the border. Since they overthrew what our forefathers established and normalized the crime, that's why you have people being slaughtered in the streets. And it's one of those things that I talk about during radio time is the fact that your said modern day politicians, they are warring. They are attacking everything your forefathers established. And that is a prime case in point. Now back to the movies. During these production movie codes, you couldn't say these things. You couldn't swear. You couldn't use vulgarities. Why? Because freedom of speech does not define that. Liberty is the right to do what the Lord permits, period. That's what makes us great. That's why we're a set apart people. That's why we're a peculiar people in the sight of the nations, people, because the Lord put his blessing upon us. Okay? Just so you know. But if you want to know why, you see alcohol and everything they sell, that's exactly why, to get the people to do what they otherwise would not do. And that's how our forefathers established. But as I said, the modern day politicians and what they say, you know, everything goes now. But it better not be against them and those that they work for concerning the Zionists, because if that's the case, we're going to call them people anti-Semites, even when they're not Jewish. Listen to me, people, because that's where we're at right now. Did you know that if a crime was committed during a movie all the way up until 1946, did you know that the criminal had to be punished for his crimes? We have a sense of right and wrong. We have a sense of justice within ourselves. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Look what's going on all over the country right now. We see that crime, we see within the halls of government, both in federal and state, it is riddled with stench in the nostrils of God concerning what? Crime, scandals, murder, pedophilia. I mean, the list goes on. Do you see how this has played out? And do you see how by... Folks, what's going on in your country couldn't have happened 10 years ago. Why? Because the people during that time wouldn't have put up with it. That's why they're waiting. They're just pushing the envelope to see how dumbed down and desensitized the people are before they do it. But see, if we go all the way back to the Word of God, it's the very heart of God to bring justice upon the heads of the guilty. Isaiah 26:9 comes to my aid, making reference to Jeremiah 9:24. What is it? Isaiah 26:9, when the judgments of the Lord are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. When you listen to James Madison, going back to Yorktown again in Virginia, he said the whole government, the end of government is justice and judgment. Are you getting any of that, America? No, because you have forsaken the God that created you, that has bestowed his blessings upon you. Let me go on here. Do you guys remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life? People usually watch it every Thanksgiving or Christmas. Did you know that because Potter, if you know the movie, he was the bad guy. Potter was not judged after stealing Bailey's money. Potter was trying to set him up and control him. That Capra, the producer of the movie and the director of the movie, do you know that he received more mail complaining about that than any other topic? How far America has fallen away from the heart of God. And don't suggest that love overlooks judgment. No, you're absolutely wrong. Love is the fulfilling of the law unto judgment. And the law and judgment are there to do what? To condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Read Luke 11:42, and I want to say this as well. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. People, you become ignorant, and you need to get back to who you are in your God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Why is this happening? We're just taking this in part, friends. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, said Caesar, and I can... do whatever I want to do with the people. Friends, you need to choose wisely as to what you put in front of your faces. Because what you're seeing on the mainstream media, I'm told that you can't even watch anything anymore on television, which I haven't watched in 30 years. I'm told that you can't even watch anything without sodomites as actors. Do you know that our laws in the United States of America condemn the crime of sodomy? How is it that you have sodomites doing television programs promoting their abominable lifestyle? It's not sin. The Lord calls it an abomination, Leviticus 18:22. See what happens when you accept it? You become an accomplice to the crime before God, and the Lord said he will have none of it. He will have none of it. Folks, I'm educating you as to where you need to put your feet. Put them back on the rock where they belong. It's a safe place to be, friends, in Jesus' name. Love you about what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.